June 10th, Saturday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time. I have a couple of friends who are currently going through serious midlife crises, causing them to question the value of who they are and what they are doing, wondering if any of it has any value. This feeling is most likely to surface as one enters the middle years and realizes that the direction of one's life is pretty much set and that one will never reach the grand dreams of one's youth. However, this feeling of futility and worthlessness can strike at any age, especially when we see the praise heaped on notable heroes and philanthropists for the great impact they have on our society. For example, if someone has just given $10 million to my school, who cares about my $50 donation, which is all I can afford? Today's readings counter that view. In the gospel, Jesus praises the few pennies that the poor widow contributes over all the lavish gifts of the wealthy. The reason is that she is giving everything she has, risking her livelihood and putting it in God's hands, whereas the well-being of the rich donors is not affected at all by their gifts. It is not our wealth per se that God wants. God wants our hearts, our whole selves. It is building that deep relationship with God by putting our lives in God's hands that really matters. God asks us to take the risk of being vulnerable by giving up what gives us security and control of our lives, trusting that God will take care of us. That is much easier for the poor, whose livelihood is always at risk. They don't have the luxury of being able to build a secure existence from their own resources. They know that they are dependent on one another and ultimately on God. When I have lived in poor and working class communities, I've always been deeply moved with how the people there care for one another and the hospitality they extend to strangers. Though they may have little, they are willing to share whatever they have, knowing that others may face even greater hardship. They know that they will only survive by depending on one another and ultimately on God. When I was first ordained, I served in a working class parish where most of the people had to work very hard just to get by. Yet the St. Vincent de Paul Society was always well funded by gifts from the parishioners, and its members didn't just give handouts. They became personally involved with the individuals and families they helped, giving advice and support to help them get back on their feet. That's in contrast to many wealthy communities where people live behind walls and gates and think more about how to hang on to and grow what they have. When they give, they do it strategically in ways that work to their own benefit. That's one reason why, as Jesus frequently pointed out, the poor are often much closer to God. The story of Tobit, which we've heard in the first readings this week, is instructive in that regard. Though wealthy himself, Tobit was living with his people in exile under an oppressive conqueror. Rather than using his wealth to protect himself, he took great risks to perform pious acts of kindness on behalf of his people, particularly by burying the dead, which was considered a subversive act in that environment. Because he put service to God and neighbor above his own well-being, even in seemingly insignificant acts, God sent the angel Raphael to protect and care for him and his family. With God, it is not the size of the gift that matters, but how and why it is given. If we give whatever we have, and ourselves with it, we can be assured that God will make it into something great and use it to bring about much good in the world. Small acts of kindness can have a big impact. I know in my own life, it has not been the grand plans and massive efforts that have made a difference, but being willing to say yes to a seemingly simple invitation, whether from someone in need, from a mentor, or from a religious superior, and then following it wherever it led. Looking back, the outcomes have been far beyond expectations. That's often the way the Spirit works. We just need to follow with openness and trust.